Now, boys and girls, I wondered how many would be here today, seeing it's the start of the holidays. But there are one or two of you, and so we'll go on with going through the Word of God, going through the Bible. And as you know, for the last few weeks, we've been thinking about the man who was Israel's first king. And you remember, he was that man called Saul. Saul started off in being king in a very, very good way. But as time went on, you remember we saw last time, he came unfaithful to God and became unfaithful to the people as well. So God spoke to Samuel the prophet and told Samuel that there was going to be another king in Israel, and he was to go and he was to anoint this other man to be king. You remember what that anointing was? It was when the prophet Samuel took that flask of oil and when he poured it over the head of the one who was to be the king. So he was to seek out the new king for Israel and he was to anoint him to be the king. You remember who that was, of course. It was David. But at that time, David wasn't really a great man. In fact, he was just a young boy. And when Samuel began to look at all the sons of Jesse, out of the family of which David was to come, then David seemed so small and so insignificant that Jesse, his father, hadn't even bothered to bring him into the house when Samuel said he had come to look for the new king of Israel. However, eventually David was brought, you remember, and as soon as he came in through the door of Jesse's house, then the Lord spoke to Samuel and he said, "This is he, arise and anoint him." Now, although David was anointed to be the king of Israel, it was going to be a long time before he would actually sit upon the throne of the nation of Israel. And so back he went again, back to doing his job, which was a shepherd. David was a shepherd's boy. And as David was out in the hill, of course, he used to look at all the hills. He used to look at the sky at night. He used to look at the trees round about him and the water rushing through the rivers and down through the streams. And David knew in his heart that it was God who made all these things, because David loved God with all his heart, even when he was just a young boy. God had given David a particular gift, and that was the gift to write songs, as you might say. Not ordinary songs, but songs that were coming from God himself to David, so that David could sing these songs as he strummed his harp up there in the hills. And then he came to write down some of these songs. Do you know what the songs of David are called? The name that we have for them in the Bible. Well, they're called Psalms. And we often speak, of course, about the Psalms of David and in the Bible. And we often sing, of course, many of the Psalms of David. I'm sure you know many of them as we sing them over and over nearly every week in our worship. We sing the Psalms of David. What would you say is the most important or the best known of all the Psalms of David? Would you not say it's the 23rd Psalm? You know what the 23rd Psalm says? It says, "The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures," and so on. And you see how significant that is, boys and girls. David was a shepherd. And as David was out in the hills and looking after all of those sheep that were in his care, one day God must have spoken to him. And he realized a great truth. He realized this, that God is my shepherd. Just as I look after these sheep, God looks after me. And then as he looked round all of those hills and valleys where he was and where the streams ran through and where he took his sheep to feed in the pastures, all of those things are in that 23rd Psalm. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He takes care of me. And so although David was young, out there in the hills looking after the sheep, he remembered that he himself had one who was his shepherd. And his shepherd, of course, was the Lord his God. Now, when you come into the New Testament, boys and girls, remember this, that the one who is spoken about as our shepherd, especially, is Jesus Christ, the Lord. And in John chapter 10, he says, "I am the good shepherd." And then he says something very, very strange, but something very precious. He says, "The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." just as a shepherd would see a sheep in danger and he would go out to rescue that sheep from danger and would put his own life in danger to do that, our Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And of course, when Jesus Christ died on the cross, boys and girls, he was laying down his life in order that we might be saved from all our sin, from all our danger, and in order that we might be the children of God forevermore. So David is anointed to be the new king of Israel, but as I say, it's going to be many, many days before he actually comes to sit on the throne of Israel. During all this time, Saul seemed to be getting worse and worse. And you know, sometimes when people act badly, they begin to get what we call depressed. They begin to get sad in their hearts, or they begin to get angry in their hearts. And the Bible tells us that that's what happened to Saul. And nobody could pacify Saul. Nobody could put Saul's heart and mind to rest. One day somebody said, why don't you send for David, the shepherd boy? David can sing the songs of God. He can come, he can play on his harp and sing these songs to you. And David came and he played for Saul and he sang some of the psalms that God had given him to write. And as he did that, Saul began to feel better. In fact, the Bible says he loved David for what he did. He made him his armor bearer. And he sent a note to Jesse and he said, look, let David stay in the palace all the days of my life. Saul didn't know it, of course, boys and girls, that David was the one who was going to be the new king of Israel. But you see how God works, because David was in the palace, in the king's palace, for all of those years before he ever became king. Once he became king, he knew all about the palace. He knew what it was like to be a king. So already God was training him and God was providing for him. Learn this lesson, boys and girls, that God always does things perfectly. Everything that he does is perfect. And now that he had appointed a new king for Israel, already he was training David to be that new king. And the time will come, of course, when David will come to the throne. But as I say, that's a long time yet. And we'll see the many things that David does before he sits down on the throne of Israel.